Blackstone Audiobooks presents Stately Pursuits by Katie Ford. To My Mother, Barbara Gordon Cumming, 1912 through 1996. Acknowledgements. To Richenda Todd, my much-beloved editor. To Miranda Ward Kirkby for an idea. To Barbara John for help with research. And, as ever, Sarah Malloy, my agent. Prologue. Hetty was humming to herself as she drove up the rutted track to Alistair's cottage. It was a house she loved, a true gem. It had genuine casement windows with diamond panes, a little porch guarding the studded front door, and gingerbread woodwork under the eaves. Hetty would have liked to live in it forever, and longed to see it in summer when the roses that tangled up the side of the building would fill the air with their sweet scent. To Alistair, it was an excellent investment. She parked her car carefully behind Alistair's Porsche and got out, pulling a box of groceries from the back seat. She'd brought all his favourite food, cheese, single Gloucester with nettle, from a specialist cheesemonger in Covent Garden, some wild Scottish salmon, which she had queued half an hour for, and some handmade chocolate truffles. In a freezer bag, she had some ice cream she had made herself. It was the only way she could afford to give him his favourite kind, and she did like to spoil him. She'd made excellent time. It was still only 10 o'clock. They had the whole wonderful weekend to be alone together, and although it was January and the weather was bleak, Hetty loved winter walks, followed by hot buttered crumpets in front of the fire as a reward. She'd bought those and butter in case Alistair had forgotten.